This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Kavitha George. Our next guests are here to talk about tonight's downtown gallery walk. Greg Roth from Juno Artist Gallery and Christine Lewis are here. Greg and Christine, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you so much.
So tell us how long you've been with Juno Artist Gallery. And Christine, I hear you're Artist of the Month.
I am.
Go ahead.
I am the artist for December, and I have lots of new work that I'm displaying tonight. This is really special to be able to do that in the month of December with the crowd that comes out. So I'm excited about the whole night. So we'll see how that goes.
And what's going on for Gallery Walk tonight?
Well, there's all kinds of things going on downtown. I just stopped by the gallery a few minutes ago, and they were closing off Front Street, I think, in front of the theater and Annie Kale's and and that area there, and there's all kinds of lights going on. The excitement is building downtown, you can tell.
And Juno Artist Gallery, you guys getting ready there too?
Yes. Yeah,
Chef Steph has cooked up. She's one of our members. There's 23 members of the Artist Gallery. She's one of our long-term members. She's cooked for three governors, I believe, and now cooks for us when she's not cooking at the legislature. We're lucky to have her, but she's put some new items on her display tonight, some fresh baked goods, so I'd come down and take a look at those. And she will be there too.
She's going to be manning our treat table tonight.
Oh.
We always have great food anyway, but she's responsible for that tonight. So,
any hints as to what we might be expecting food-wise?
Oh, goodness.
I'm bringing some French bread with just as a taster, I guess is what you call it. And I've brought some chocolate balsamic vinegar from Harbor Tea and Spice across the hall from us.
That sounds great.
Yeah. It's the second time I've done it. The first time I did it, there's about 3/4 of the people try it and get a smile on their face and say, I really like this. And then about 25% just shake their head and go, no, no, no.
And Christine, you're going to be showing your work tonight too?
I am. I've got a new setup, and one of the feature items this year is going to be larger paintings. I've been doing a lot of miniature paintings, about 2.5 by 3.5 large, and they've been pretty popular. I really enjoy doing those and always local scenes. Mm-hmm. And this year I'm trying to focus on larger stuff. So I have one painting that I'm excited to show, which is, I think it's 14 by 30, and it's of the glacier view from North Douglas, and it's real moody, and it's got a little float plane coming in over the mountains through the clouds, and so I'm kind of excited to see what the results of people's opinions, you know, seeing that after having all small items. So I'm excited.
We've posted some of your work at KTOO.org/JunoAfternoon in case anyone would like to take a look ahead of Gallery Walk.
Awesome.
Can you describe some of your other favorite pieces from tonight?
It really seems like either the glacier view or McGinnis and Stroller White. From my house, I have a nice look towards McGinnis and Stroller White, and I like to take photographs. So I'm always trying to capture different weather scenes of the mountains, and I've probably sold more paintings of that particular scene when it's either foggy or the peaks are kind of pink in the evening light.
What media do you use?
I use oil paint mostly, yeah.
Great. And you said you will have miniatures tonight as well.
I have a lot of miniatures too, and my husband has just started making little frames for them all, which are quite detailed, but it really enhances them a lot.
So what's the process for choosing a featured artist or artist of the month?
We each get to pick a month, and I did December last year as well, so I was kind of surprised to get it again because it's a busy month. But it's we have, artists?
23 artists.
Yeah, we rotate and kind of give people a chance. And
sometimes it's whoever raises their hand the fastest.
So who else is going to be at Juno Artist Gallery tonight?
Lou Isaac will be there. She's another painter, and she's also does portraits. And she's got a new product. They're smallish chalkboards with a painting on the chalkboard. So you could put it in your hallway somewhere, and you could write notes on it, like, you know, things I have to do today or whatever, but then also have one of her nice animals or Alaskan bears or whatever she happens to put on there. Those are
really cute. She's done well with those. She said the idea just came to her one night, and she puts I think one of the items she painted on one of them was like an alligator with butterflies on its head. It was so bright and cute, you know. Just whimsical things that she paints on them, but they're adorable.
Yeah, she's amazing. I've watched her paint before without even looking at anything. She just puts her ideas on canvas, and I don't think she does that all the time, but I've watched her do it, and it's amazing what comes out of her onto the canvas.
I think she's going to be drawing portraits at Grumpy's one night. That's Saturday. I don't know if it's maybe next week coming up, and that should be exciting.
Yeah,
I think it's every Saturday at Grumpy. She's going to be doing portraits of people and or their kids. I just saw a couple kids.
On chalkboard?
This was
probably not. I think it's just pencil.
I think it's drawing. Charcoal.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, but they're just exquisite. She's really talented.
So, no, go ahead.
And they're only $35, so, I mean, it's a steal.
Yeah. I'm guessing all of the Juno Artist Gallery artists are from Southeast?
Live in Southeast anyway.
Yeah. Right. Currently.
Currently live in Southeast.
We all came from somewhere.
Yeah. I'm originally from Maine. I've been here since 2011.
Gotcha.
But
would you say that most of the artists draw their inspiration from the region? I know that a lot of your art, Christine, does come from Southeast.
Yeah, I would say definitely. There's just so much beauty to enjoy. There's no way you couldn't be inspired by it. I'm sure even our jewelry makers are inspired by that. Thais calls some of hers like Borealis or glacial ice, some of her jewels and things. So, yeah, I think pretty much all of us, whether it's jewelry making or photographers or painters, yeah, I think we all do.
What else do you think our listeners should know about Gallery Walk tonight?
Well, in terms of the gallery, there's always a turnover of artists there. So we have new artists. We've got a painter, Christine Kleinhens, who does a lot of work in acrylics. She's pretty new to us. People should come down and take a look at what she's doing. She does quite a bit of Alaskan scenes and animals.
Animals. And she loves blue and purple. It seems I didn't read her whole thing, how she developed to get to that point, but she just said that inspires her.
The colors.
Yeah, they're just adorable.
Yeah, she does outstanding work. And she also does some organic kind of where it's just
– it's called pouring.
Yeah, I don't know quite how she did it, but it's just stunning.
Very interesting.
Just stunning work. And we have a new jeweler, J.A. Jewels. I think her name is Jane. And she uses a lot of natural stones and makes earrings and necklaces and pendants. And so we're glad to have her. She'll make some nice gifts for people.
Tonight's kind of her debut. She just got set up.
Right. She just started with us.
Okay. If people don't know where to find you, where can they come by and see your work?
We're in the Senate Mall building on 175 South Franklin, right behind the Bear's Lair and Boheme sweaters and Grumpy's is in there now too. If people get hungry on their gallery walk, there's always sandwiches and salads, and I think they do ice cream.
And what times will you be open?
We're open until probably 8 o'clock tonight, I think.
Great. Mm-hmm.
During December, we're opened on Sundays and Mondays as well.
Oh, good.
Throughout the week, but
great.
Right.
So people can catch you.
So
even
7 days a week for the rest of the month.
Okay. Even if people can't make it tonight, I'm sure they'll be able to stop by.
Yeah, anytime.
Well, thank you so much, Christine and Greg. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.